This morning's scripture lesson is taken from the Gospel according to John, and we're looking at John chapter 10, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 10. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. The shepherd and his flock. Now, there's a lot more to this story that follows verse 10, another 15 or so verses. You can read those, and they certainly apply and part of the context. But for this morning, I'm going to focus just on the first 10. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them, they being the Pharisees. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am," one of those I am sayings, "I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they have it to the full." May God add blessing and understanding to the reading and hearing of his word. Voices. Some of us hear voices in our heads. Some of us listen to voices that are blared across our television and radio stations and across the internet. Some of us read other voices that are broadcast across social media. We read other voices when we go to the grocery store, and there's all of those magazines out there. You know the ones I'm talking about where some woman has a 300-pound baby. You know what I'm talking about, right? And there are ghosts in the White House, and Elvis is still alive, and he's eating at McDonald's along with Bill Clinton. And then there's women who give birth to twin monkeys. All of these things that we read are voices that are broadcast out into this filth that's going on in our world. And they're voices that bombard some people. And if we believe all of these stories, and if we believe all these things that we hear and read, it would drive us completely insane. And in fact, maybe some have already gone there. Voices. There are so many voices in this world today. So many voices that we could listen to. What voices are you listening to? Ask yourself that question. What voices am I listening to? I think the voices that we listen to and believe can have a heavy impact in our lives. Just think back to those school days. And we all knew who the school bully was. And those words that were hurled upon some of those that were perceived as weaker, unimportant, or unpopular, or didn't have what everybody else had, those insults were hurled upon them. They were mean jokes. And some people were completely broken by the time they were age 13. Maybe those voices still ring in your head today. Or there's voices of those teachers that hollered at you when you needed to be hollered at, but then there were some who hollered at you when you didn't deserve to be hollered at and presumed things about your life and what it would be like long after high school was over, and you still play those tapes in your head. How about the parents? The parents and the voices that we hear from our parents, Mostly people have good experiences, but a lot of times people want to blame everything on their parents for what their parents did or did not do to them. And unfortunately, a very real thing is that many children are neglected and abused in this world today. Those are voices and those are experiences that we hear. And of course, those voices that are on the television and all the programs that we hear, the voices that we listen to that we want to trust, but long gone are the days of Walter Cronkite, the most trusted newsman in the world. But do we believe them? Do we believe them? It is really true. Is it really true that we really need to worry about our age? That was a good one. That we need to worry about our age. See, I make them sleep, I make them burp, you know, whatever. Keep them coming. Are you listening to that voice? You know, maybe that fits right in today. These are the voices that we have to listen to in our world. Is it really important that we need to think about aging at the age of 30 years old? Is it important that, you know, we look at joining the hair club for men when we start to go bald? Is it important that we use Head and Shoulders because we have a little dandruff on our head? And the list goes on and on and on. There's so many voices. There's so many voices. Do you want to have anything to do with any of them? What voices do you choose to listen? And what voices do you believe? Now, in all seriousness, the way that you answer that question is a really important answer that you must deal with personally. In our gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus speaks about voices. He speaks about voices and he tells us that there are a lot of voices, but there's only one true voice. That to me says all that I need to hear, but there's only one true voice that is out there, and it is the voice of Jesus. And like sheep who know their master's voice, if you and I choose to listen to that voice, the scripture says that we will have life and that we will have it to the full, that it'll be an abundant life. Now, does that mean we're going to have everything that we want? No. Does it mean that we'll have what we need in this life? Absolutely. Jesus knows the difference between our wants and needs, and he provides for us. And when we struggle and when we have difficulty, we need to go back to him and pray and seek him in those and ask him, what is it you're trying to teach us? And so in our gospel lesson, Jesus very clearly says that he is the one true shepherd, that he is the good shepherd. He is the voice to follow. But do we actually do it? Do you and I actually follow that voice and hear that voice? And as I've already talked about this morning, it's hard to do. It's hard sometimes to know who to trust. Even in this world of television evangelists and people who supposedly are doing good, we can't always trust them either. We know that there are medical doctors in the world. We can't always trust their opinion, and so we seek a second one. There are preachers in this world and politicians in this world and teachers in this world that we hear, but we can't always trust all of them. So how do we discern? How do we discern what is the one voice that we need to listen to? Jesus very clearly says that anyone who enters in any other way but through the gate is a thief, is a robber, and trying to seek and kill and destroy us. That is what Jesus very clearly says. I remember as a youngster that my mom and dad would always tell me, never, ever get into a car with a stranger. That's right. That's good advice. Never go anywhere with someone you don't know. Never go into someone's home unless you tell us about it. And we need to know where you're at all times. And believe me, in the little town in which I grew up, my parents knew where I was at all times. And if they didn't, I received a reminder. Didn't have to have too many of those. Now, it's hard to understand who these voices are. But Jesus tells us this in the scriptures. He says, the sheep listen to my voice. I call my own sheep by name. I lead them out, and they won't follow strangers. That's in our scripture today, John 10, 1 through 5. It's also talked about later in John 10, chapters 27 and 28. Obviously, in this lesson, we are the sheep. And what's that say? We are all like sheep who have gone astray. We are all the sheep. I don't think it's a very comforting thing to know that we're sheep. Because if you know anything about sheep, they're not necessarily the smartest bunch. They're a little bit, backwards, I guess you could say. So we're all sheep. We need somebody to follow. And so Jesus is saying, I am the shepherd. We are the sheep. But do we know that voice of Jesus? Do we really know it? Are we truly discerning that voice in the midst of all of these other voices that we hear? Like, you need to wear these clothes, or you need to have this education, or you need to have so much money, or whatever the case may be. Are those voices playing in our head instead? Do we know the voice of Jesus? Are we listening to the voice of the good shepherd? Jesus says in John 10:10, for the thief comes only to kill and to destroy, but Jesus has come that we may have life and that we may have it to the full. So there was a man who decided to take a group of children to a farm. And the farmer that was on this farm allowed the children to run and play and to experience that. And you know, as a child, many of us have gone to farms or petting zoos or to the zoo and been allowed to experience what that was all like. The farmer allowed these children to play, but the farmer had a very distinct voice, and he was telling the group of children and their leader, you know, it's about time to feed the sheep. And so, remembering this passage of Scripture, the man that took the children out said to them, you know, I would like to call the sheep and see what happens. He said, remembering this passage of Scripture, the man said, if the sheep listen to his voice, and then he said, they sure do listen to my voice, the farmer replied. And I've got a particular thing that I say to them every single time, and when I call it out, the sheep come a-running. And they won't come for anybody else. Well, so even if someone else uses the same exact words, the man asked the farmer, he said, yes. He said, I'd like to give it a try. And he said, no problem, I'll let you do it. He whispered to the man what it was that he called out. And so when he tried it, he said, time to eat! And the sheep didn't even raise their head from the ground. They didn't come running. But then the farmer, in his distinct voice, said, time to eat! And here the sheep come, and they come a-running because they heard the voice of the shepherd. They understood that it was time to eat. And so it is with Jesus. There are many voices that we hear, but the one to which we need to respond is when Jesus, that familiar voice, calls out to us by name. When he calls out to us amongst the many other voices that are out there, we should know his voice and respond only to that voice. When you look at a flock of sheep, what do you see? You might be like most people and you see simply a flock of sheep. That's it. You see a flock of sheep. You see a big flock of sheep. We wouldn't necessarily see a sheep, but a flock of sheep. But that's not the way it is with our shepherd, Jesus. When he looks at a flock, he looks at each individual sheep. And he says, oh, that scruffy one there, you know, that's Andy. The one with one ear up and the one with the other ear down, oh, that's Rebecca. The one that's got that little spot on his back leg, you know, that's Joe. Our shepherd knows each and every one of us. That's how Jesus sees us as his sheep, as his flock. He knows us by name. He knows our quirks. He understands who we are, for we were made in his image. Not as a flock, but each and every one of us as an individual. And each of us matter to him very, very much. More than we might ever imagine. We are the sheep of his pasture. He knows us by name. And each and every one of you are precious in his sight. So let's look around us this morning. What do you see? Do you see just a mass of people here? Or do you see people, individuals, people that you know and people that you love, people that are important to you, people that have been influential in your life, and perhaps some of them are gone? Gary, could I have my mic turned up, my mobile one here, please? And when I look out at you, I see all of you, and I know you all by name, and you know my name. But as I walk around and as I think about this congregation and its past, I go to this area, and I think about Bill Schneck. I think about the people that are here now, but I also remember those people who are no longer here with me. I think about a lady that used to call me Trouble, Margie Miles. She sat right around in here somewhere every Sunday. Hey, Trouble. I'd say, hey, Trouble, what's happening with you? I think about Nancy Trobaugh, who sat right around in here. When she came, she was always right around in here. And back about right where you are, Carol, was Lorene Neer. She sat over here. And Doris Sugg and her family sat here. And Pauline and Bob Ahrens. We're over in here, and Connie and Don Zimfer. You had another pew. I think it was up front here, the Smith pew, as I recall. And then in the back over here was Marie Reeves. And then over in here, right behind Rose, there was Don and Pauline McCray. And we always talked about the Cardinals. These are some, and not all, and I counted on the plaque this morning, there some 40 names of people that have passed on since I've been the preacher here. And I remember these people because they were part of my little flock, part of my responsibility as pastor of this congregation, to know them, to love them, to help them. And they influenced my life, and I don't ever forget them. Maybe I'm unique in that way, but they're all special to me, and they remain part of my heart and part of my life. God says in the book of Isaiah through his prophet, "See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands." Now, if Jacob was here today, I'd say, "Jake, see, God had a tattoo. God has engraved your name in his hand." Can you imagine that? That's right from the Isaiah 49:16. It says, "God has engraved your name in the palm of his hand." I want you to look around today and see people, see individuals, get to know them. Maybe you look around here, and I've heard some people say this to me, you know, there are people here I don't know. Well, get to know them. Work at it. Introduce yourself. Welcome people that you don't know, and work on getting to know them. You know, it's important to be recognized. It's nice to know that someone has recognized you. And I'm sure that you think back when your name has appeared on some certificate, maybe a diploma or certificate of some kind or a trophy. That's important. It's a recognition of something that you have done. Maybe it's something that you, having your name mentioned by an important person, maybe at school the principal called you out by name in a good way to recognize you for an accomplishment that you had, or maybe you met someone famous and they called you by name. I remember a couple of years ago, Patty and I were in St. Charles, and it was still masking time, but I heard this voice that I seemed to recall I'd heard somewhere, and I looked up and I caught this person's eye, and I said, "Are you Channel 5's Ann Allred?" And she said, yes, I am. I said, well, I won't tell anybody else, but I really like listening to you on the news. And that was about it. I introduced my wife, and she introduced her little daughter that was with her. We went on to the next store. We ran into her again. She goes, hi, David and Patty. Ann Allred knows my name. I thought that was pretty neat. She called me out. And I don't know if I saw her today, if she would remember my name, but I will know her name. She probably wouldn't. Now, I want you to think for a minute, as maybe as impressive as that might be, God knows your name. Your name is engraved on his hand. If you've given your life to Jesus Christ, your name is inscribed in the book of life. God's name is on your heart, and God sent his son Jesus to die for you. Maybe you've never been honored in a way like I mentioned. Maybe you feel neglected in some way. If that's the case, don't worry about it. Understand the fact that God Almighty created you in his image, that he loves you, that he has provided a shepherd to guide you and direct you. See, he is the truth. And the truth is written on his hand, spoken by his mouth. He knows all about each and every one of us. The scriptures tell us before they were even born, Tatum, he knows about what you were going to be like. He knew how many numbers of hairs was on your head and your mom and dad's head. He knew what your plans are. He declares, I know your plans for the future. And then their plans not to bring you harm, but to bring you goodness and hope and fill that future. He knows all about us, and he calls us by name. And my question to you this morning is, do you listen to that voice call your name? When he calls, do you lift up your head from the ground and come running? Because Jesus says, it's time to go. What is a sheep pen? A sheep pen is usually just some mud and straw to make an enclosed area. Or it could even be a cave in the side of a hill. But more often, it's an open space with open sky above, but there was only one gate to go through. And so when the shepherd or shepherds called each of their individual flocks to go into the sheep pen, a gatekeeper would open that gate and allow the sheep to come in, as the shepherd not drove them in, but called them in. There's a difference. It wasn't a sheep herder with animals and whips and all that kind of stuff. It was just bringing them in by their name, and they listened to the shepherd, quite literally, to go into the pen. And when they were all counted and mended up from the day, and when they were taken care of and given food and water and all of that, the shepherd literally laid down across that opening. Why? To protect the sheep. And Jesus makes very clear that there are people that will climb in on the sides, which they very easily could have done. And he says, oh, the people that come through that way are thieves and robbers, and they're strangers, and they're people that we shouldn't be listening to. And their only goal in getting into the sheep pen was to kill and destroy the sheep. Instead of driving them in, they listened to that voice. Where the place, they would have adequate pasture, they would have adequate care, and they would guard against all possible danger. And the sheep, the scripture said, refused to follow those voices that were strange to them. How about you? Have you refused those voices? Have you said, get away, I don't need to hear that, I don't want to hear that? Have you said to a good friend, I don't want to hear that gossip? Go talk to that person about it. I don't want to hear it. Have you said to somebody who's saying bad things or false things, you shouldn't be saying that? What voices are familiar to you this morning? What voices are unfamiliar? What are the voices that you're trusting, the voices that you hear? And what are the voices that are bringing you harm and you know it? The Bible says that Jesus goes ahead of us. That means he's out in front. He's going on ahead of us, and he's checking to make sure things are clear for us. He goes forward, and he calls us, and he says, come to me. Those of you who are hurting and hungry and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's Jesus, the good shepherd. And so Jesus tells the Pharisees and those that are listening, therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you that I am the gate for the sheep, and whoever enters through me will be saved. Now we're talking about salvation. Now we're talking about what is your choice for your eternal future. Where is it that you want to go? When the sheep returned to the fold at night, they were inspected. They were loved. They were cared for. They were looked after. There were things that needed to be taken care of. And after all the sheep had been counted and brought in, the shepherd would lay down across that doorway. So it is with Jesus. My friends, Jesus is that door to eternal life. Jesus is our eternal security. Jesus is the one who provides us with life, with a capital L, and Jesus is the one who gives us life in abundance, not as the world gives, but as only He can give. Yes, oh my goodness, there are many, many, many voices that are out there that are vying for your attention, that want you to listen to them and believe their lies. Jesus says in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, in verses 13 and 14, enter through the narrow gate. Enter through the narrow gate. And he continues on and he said, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that what? That leads to destruction. Wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many people will enter in that way. Why? Because it's so wide, it's so broad, and it's easy to get in that way. But narrow is the gate, he continues on. But small and narrow is the gate and the road that leads to life. And only a few will enter and find it. Why so few? Why so few? We wonder, why so few? Why are there aren't many more people here today? Why are there so few? One thing that we could say, they're listening to too many other voices. They're listening to the wrong voices. And they've had too many choices to make, more than ever before. And they're willing to listen to those voices and not listen to the voice of God. I have in my pocket a walking computer. It went off a couple times while I've been up here, and I heard it, and it reminded me I didn't turn it off. But at least no one called me. This is a voice. Okay? In your home, you speak about things. Whether it happens or not, I can tell you it does. I was looking at a shoe rack, okay, to organize my shoes. Guess how many ads popped up on my phone because I searched for a shoe rack? It's on here. One night we were just talking. I didn't search it up. We were talking about something in our home. It popped up on my phone. There is a voice, and there are ears, hello, that are listening through here to us. Algorithms, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't even begin to know all about it. We get a directory instruction manual with this. There's a lot of things on this phone that I don't even know about, don't care to. I can call people, I can text people, I can email. That's all I care to do. There's all kinds of other apps. I usually ask my son Mark to help me with those because I had no clue. I don't know how to get them. The point is that there's great benefits from this too, but I don't know how to use them all. I don't understand them all. The same is true with our lives. You and I, we have all sorts of potential. But we don't always do everything that we're capable of doing because we listen to the wrong voices. We don't understand and hear that voice and discern it clearly. Many times we follow our own voice. You know, we say, well, I can do whatever I want. Yeah, sure, you can. But one day you're going to have to give an answer for what you did or didn't do. There are many imposters out there. Wolves in sheep's clothing. There are those online posts that are out there, and Facebook and all kinds of social media that are there vying for our attention, wanting us to hear them and know what they have to say. And in the midst of that, we get lost. We get hurt. The suicide rate among young people is extremely high because they see all of this stuff and think they have to live like the Kardashians or someone else, which is impractical. It's impossible. But before you this morning, I stand and I say, listen to the voice of the good shepherd, the one that not only lies down in front of the gate to protect you, but really laid down his life, and he says that he did it willingly, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. He lays down his life for you. He is the voice that you and I must listen to above all the others. And wherever it is that he leads us, my friends, you and I must follow. Amen. And our hymn of preparation and closure this morning, invitation, whichever you choose, is Savior Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. And today, if you would like to unite with this church, or God's been calling you to rededicate your life, unite with this church so that you can be a member to serve along with us in whatever capacity. Maybe it's baptism by immersion. You've never been baptized and you want to make that public profession of Christ and let everybody know that you want to be a Christ follower. If God has spoken to you this morning by his Holy Spirit, step out from where you are, meet me here in front. We'll rejoice with you in your decision and be extremely glad for you to follow the shepherd along with us. Let's stand together as we